back. Last guest, as everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
What's going on, everybody? My name is DJ Hammer, and I love music.
There we go. Now, you're our last guest. Tanner said it outside. I'm saying it in here.
It's hammer time.
Of course.
We planned this. It's been a long day. Everybody who's tuned in throughout the day, thank you so much. How much money did we get to?
Just under 55.
$5,500.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, like, when you say just under, how close are we to 55?
And this is all like monkey math.
Yeah.
But, where's 5,485.
Wow, not bad. There we go. Good job, team. Thank you for everybody who came, donated, got involved. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, great turnout.
Sweet. Yeah. So you've been watching.
Yeah.
So tell us about all the foibles you've seen, because we don't know. We're in here. So what's it look like out of there?
Okay, so I had to go to work this morning at my normal day job. And I was outside for the majority of the day in the snow, in the wind. And they're like, okay, you know, it's time for a warm-up break. And I just get the phone out. And I'm like, oh, 20 minutes, half hour's gone by. Oh, I should probably get back out there. But definitely highlight so far. I was so hungry, like ready to go home. I just hear this perfect crunch.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, the things I do right now to crush a bag of chips. Crunch.
Would you like the bag?
Well, no, it's over now.
You don't want them anymore?
No.
Oh, the moment is
the craving is gone. Yeah. I'm like looking in my lunchbox. I got an apple. I got a muffin. Peanuts and almonds and cashews.
Yeah.
Not cool.
No. It's funny because the guy I can't see, but I guess people have been messaging all day. They're like, we can hear the crunching.
And I've been very unapologetic about that to everybody. I'm like, 12 hours. I wanted a snack. You're telling me you wouldn't eat for 12 hours?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Even though there is a microphone over there.
Oh, dude, I cut it. Like,
you can still hear it.
Yeah, it was
that real.
Yeah.
These microphones are that good. Eh?
Yeah.
So, food for thought, you were watching. With the microphone here like this, are you hearing me the same way?
So, my level of hearing,
it
didn't sound quite how I would like it.
Yeah.
It was more in this range versus this range.
So it's it totally makes sense. So your microphone there is sounding different from my microphone here.
Yeah.
Just based, because I used to have this and I would speak more into it. It's because I broke the thing. That's why I put it like this. I can't have mine like yours.
This is mic stand number what, 3 or 4 that you've broken?
If I'm being honest.
Yeah. Like not counting tripods.
Okay, good. Okay, because then I was just like, man.
You broke.
No, that's showbiz.
Yeah, I've broken a minimum.
You make it so glamorous.
Four.
It's not showbiz.
Four.
It's incompetence at a certain level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm a torture artist.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Don't give me an expensive hotel room. I will destroy it. Just joking. I would never do that.
Yeah.
Tip your waitress. Tip your. It's one of those things. Tip the housekeeping. They don't teach you that.
Oh, dude, I teach always.
I know you do. But I was really old when I learned about that. Like, I was well into like my traveling days when like somebody's like, "Yo, did you tip the house cleaner?" I was like, I didn't even know how to do that.
The best story I have from tipping a housekeeper is because like I learned it from traveling. Like you travel, you definitely tip those people because like you got your passport in the room, you got like all this stuff. The hotel safe is a lie, right? So like
no,
yeah,
allegedly,
yeah.
We've done a lot of allegedly on this podcast, allegedly.
Yeah. But like yeah, I went to Cuba and I had been leaving tips of like in that country, like kids' toys, coloring books, like the things that like in a third world country they can't always afford for their children. And so like I was leaving all of that stuff and they were taking it. And then in my suitcase, I had like $300 in cash that I was like had on myself in case of emergency. And I like every day when I got back, I checked to make sure my cash. And one day, close to the end of my trip, I walked into my room and there was $260 in cash. But I had it in $300 bills when I originally had it. So that means the maid came in and stole a $100 bill from me and then left me $60 in change as to only steal $40 from me. And I wasn't even mad. I was like, she had all $300 in her hand. She was like, you know what, 40.
Yeah.
And you know what? She probably really needed the $40. So power to whoever did that. Like, I came back, I was impressed. I was like, hell yeah, good for her.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
If they needed more than you.
Yeah. So
you know? Exactly. And like that's
So tip your cleaners.
Yeah. Me and the boys for my stag. I went to Cancun, Mexico. And so we were all in our 20s at the time. And I told them, like, because I had traveled a lot. And I was like, hey, our money goes really far here.
Yeah.
And so, like, for the people who live here. And then they're like, all right. And I was just like, this trip is going to be debauchery. So, like, our rooms, this resort, there's 10 of us, you know?
Yeah.
And like, so I was like, what we're going to do is, although it's an all-inclusive, every time we go to eat, you can see what the prices are. We're going to tip like we would if we were in Canada.
Mm.
And so we're leaving 20%+ tips in like every meal. We bought the cheapest bands to get in, and man, that hotel treated us like we were rock stars.
Yeah.
Because that kind of money for somebody in that country, like, it means the world, right? So if you're willing to tip, they're willing to say like, thank you, like, let's...
Yeah.
Let's be kind to these guys. Oh, 100%. So, but yeah, I was way too, like, because I used to travel all the time in my early 20s as a recruit, like, lived on the road. Never left a tip once.
Really?
Because I didn't know. Like, it was never clued, right? So, for everybody that I never left a tip to when I was in a hotel, I'm really sorry. I will make it up to you in this other part of my life.
100%, yes,
yeah, exactly. When I don't stay in hotels very much anymore. Yeah. I'm really saving myself a lot of money here.
Yeah. To be fair, you were staying in like the Westin and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure one guy not tipping, the guy in the room next to you who tipped like $3,000 is probably covering it.
Yeah. Oh, I've stayed in some big, beautiful hotels. Oh, yeah. I've stayed in castles. I stayed in a castle one time. Yeah. Enough about me, though.
Yeah.
You like, I forget that nobody at home has ever seen you before on the show. So just so everybody knows, Tanner and Hammer hang out here with me, and we hang here. We were just here for like 3 hours 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like you're already a veteran of the show. So tell everybody what you do.
Yeah. Well, one of my many hats I wear is a DJ. I've been DJing in Fort McMurray since 2012. So lots of like clubs, bars, events, you know, all kinds of good stuff. And fell in love with music. Like, music's been my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a beautiful thing, right?
Yeah.
It does so much with so little, you know?
Yeah. And then talk about music is one thing, and you're a great DJ. Like, but how you know how to move and arrange sound with your system. Talk a little bit about the sound component of what you do.
So technically, you need an audio engineer for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an audio engineer, but I like to be.
Yeah.
You're an audio enthusiast.
Okay, I gotta EQ the stereo for this room. Have a nice clean power supply and check all these boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you got deep into it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's all about like creating this authentic experience that can only be lived in that moment. Right? No other show is going to be the same, but that one at that time is going to be.
That's right. We're in your studio, and it's amazing because you have it on your tablet now. So like, to me, that's wild. And you can make sound bounce left and right, bounce left and right. Go in and out. Go in and out. And for everybody at home, like, you feel that.
Yeah.
And so that's setting a mood. That's setting a tone.
Well, I had a residency that Tanner loves.
Yeah, this is my favorite conversation.
At Envy, like, that's where I learned how to DJ.
Yeah.
So, like, you had a job to work the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if liquor sales were down, you had to move them from the dance floor to the bar. Dance floor is empty. Well, you got to move them from the bar to the dance floor.
Yeah. Why does Tanner not like that or get so excited or energized about that story and that environment?
I think, you know, there's something about some kind of like sound system or something, some kind of speakers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I took it for granted.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Yeah. So when that 40,000 watt PK system came in, you should see his face right
now. Yeah.
The stage was in the back, full speakers, full subs. Dance floor had speakers, the pool area had speakers, and there was more speakers in the front, right?
Yeah.
So they're running a technology where no matter where you stand in that area, you're going to hear the same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like Shell Conference raves, you know, with multiple stages.
Like, right where our camps, like, it's loud no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Right? And so, but where we had our tent, if you could sit in the spot, where if you lean that way, you're like, okay, I can go to main stage. You go, oh, that's happened to that. And you could pick. So for me, with all the walking, I wanted to be able to.
But we were also far enough away from both that.
Your experience had state-of-the-art equipment, and that's where you got to learn and really not learn about DJing but learn about sound.
Absolutely. Like, I always sat in the back of the sound booth when we brought bands in, right? Like, we had My Darkest Days, Buck Cherry, Big Sugar. Like, I was in the sound booth with those guys, like, watching them, like, okay, that's okay, they're doing that for that, okay, this works. I'm experiencing.
Yeah, very cool. And that's what your guys' shows are. Sometimes you play independently, sometimes you have a partner in crime.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you play, like, as a part of one set in six with what Tanner throws. Like, you're very versatile in what you do. And then, like, I've only heard
Hammer throws them too. They're his parties too.
I've only heard about your other parties.
Yeah,
set.
So that's where I break into my DJ business.
Yeah.
So there's me as a performing artist, and me as you're hiring my company for your event.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So me as a performing artist, that's where, you know, I dance music, especially house music. That's my passion right there. What I'm through and through.
Gotta be so versatile to do that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, like, there's so many different levels of DJs, right? Like, you have genre specific ones, but you also have something called open format. That's what I'm kind of labeled as.
Mm-hmm.
So I will dip into multiple genres in one set.
Right.
It all depends on what the floor is reacting, right?
Yeah.
This is why, like, oh.
Yeah.
And then I go take it to the floor, do the exact same thing, and everyone's like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, you never know, right?
Never know.
It's because you when you make your set at home, you're playing for an audience of one. But when you work the floor, you're playing for this big, huge, breathing, living thing, you know?
Yeah. And what you're into is not always what they're into. And I go to a party is not what they want to listen to. So I'm like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to like preemptively know who's going to be there and play the music they're going to be into. It's stupid. I don't know how you do it. I think it's cool. I wish I had skill set. I wish I had it. I don't know.
Oh yeah, so like for me, I started drumming when I was about 3 years old.
Yeah.
And like everyone's a musician in the family. Like my great aunt was in her 90s playing the fiddle at the pub.
Yeah.
So like it just runs in the family. So I picked up music very naturally, and it's very.
Several instruments put together.
Yeah. And so you really have to be like.
Yeah, that's why, you know, it's so complex, but it's so simple.
Yeah.
It's like everything and nothing. And that's why I'm fascinated by it, right?
Yeah.
The last show we did, I took, I can't remember what it was, this super crazy tech house bass line, 4-4, some nice drums.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to drop some Bob Marley over top of it.
Yeah.
So I just took the vocals out of this Bob Marley track, played them over this Tech House track.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm doing.
And it slapped.
Yeah. Right?
As is all music that you make. I have not ever once watched you play and been like, he could have been better.
Yeah.
No, you are like a artist and a music wizard.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting sore sitting down. I've never been like sore sitting down. It's wild.
I'm sure that's not true.
Oh yeah. We've had lots of those. Not as many as I thought though. Not as many as like I got.
You gotta be strategic with them.
Yeah. There was one guest. Oh, when Ben was here.
Yeah.
When Ben, I took a hard roasting today. Mm-hmm. I got roasted pretty hard for a consistent amount of time.
Yeah.
But
it's because you decided you were like, oh, yeah, I had a beater of a vehicle. Like, you haven't driven a 4Runner like 90% of your life. Yeah.
That one time.
Yeah. That one time my parents gave me a vehicle. Yeah, it was hard. Yeah, stupid. This is your privilege is showing.
Yeah. I grew up in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet. I love Fort McMurray. It's like my favorite place.
Oh yeah, it's a sweet home.
Oh, I can't like and everybody who knows me and sees and interacts. I got a podcast called the Maxine Morning Show, for God's sakes. Like I rep this town pretty hard. But man, this place is awesome. My childhood was awesome growing here. My adult life is awesome growing here. Like, I get to meet cool people like you and Andrew and everybody else who's on the show. And Tanner, obviously. He's born and raised here, though.
Yeah.
Notice how he mentioned you last.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's what you do. You save the best for last, right? Yeah.
Just like you on the show today.
Yeah.
So, big ups to Fort McMurray and everybody who tuned in and watched this crazy thing we decided to do.
Are we ending this rate at 10? Or are we taking...
we got to go past 10 because we didn't... Like, when did we start?
Oh, bro. Like,
The break. When do you want to stop this?
Yeah, like, well, I'm good. Like, Hammer's here. We can go as long as he would like. You want to do like a normal 20 or you want to do...
We're hanging out afterwards for a little bit.
Yeah.
So put that into...
Okay, so well then we'll give it 3 minutes and then we'll say we're out of here.
All right, I like it. Cool. So before we cut out, big shout out to United Way. Big shout out to all the guests who came.
Yeah.
Raised roughly...
$5,500.
Yeah. So not bad, $5,500.
Bro. What? Where's the flip phone?
Oh, look at this thing. This is hilarious. Who has the flip phone now?
Oh, there.
Oh, right here, yeah.
So,
toss it up. I'll catch it. Whoop.
Nice. I myself would like to donate $100.
There we go. Hell yeah. Awesome, thank
so
you.
So that puts us at just under $5,200. 51.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not doing math. I'm looking at you, bro.
What was the number on my calculator? Just over 56.
There you go. Andrew, how did you enjoy your day?
It was beautiful, man.
Yeah,
I'm just happy for you guys right now because like this is a big deal.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate you being a part of it and helping us out with it, man.
You gotta meet some cool people today. I hope.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Everyone's equal. Hot Carl, you're live on the air in Max City. What's going on, buddy? Nice. So yeah, we're getting close to wrapping it up here. I told these boys that I would like to donate $100 and just call and see if you'd like to match that.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely match that.
Nice.
Whoop whoop.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Awesome. Thanks, man. And do I give a shout out to anyone?
Shout out to
Easy Boy for his birthday. Oh, yeah,
that's right. Nice.
Easy Boy, the big five today.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Pretty sweet. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, so, thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate your support.
No problem. Eric. Have a good night.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Awesome. That's the first phone call made out of this.
Man, I was eyeballing that thing all day long.
Man.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Listen, when we go off air, because I couldn't figure out I was going to brainstorm, but it just didn't work. We're going to do something really fun with this thing.
You have to.
Like, so I've got a bunch of, like, wild ideas. All PG, by the way. Like, this is going to be fun. So when we get off the air, let's figure out some fun stuff to do with it. So what total are we at? 57?
So 56.85.
56.85.
Yeah, boom. Pledged.
Nice. Yeah. So everybody, that's a great deal. And I think we raise a lot of attention for the United Way.
Yeah.
And all these episodes now will be clipped into full regular episodes and turned into clips.
Nice.
So the amount of like content out of the 12 hours today.
Yeah, well, and we'll see how much of this we have because... You know, we have charm. 100%. We got bits and pieces of every episode. Yeah, so
that's right. Cool.
All right.
Let's wrap it up, gentlemen. But before we cut you,
do you want an outro?
Everybody, do I want an outro?
No. Yeah. Like, do you want me to put an outro on this, like the traditional?
Oh yeah, the traditional. Yeah. Outro, okay. Yeah. But before we cut all of our guests loose, they get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shout out to United Way, all these amazing people that came today. Elliot, Tanner, Andrew. Yeah, shout out to all you guys. And
shout out to Hammer.
Yeah, if you need some killer house music, hit me up on Insta, DJ Hammer with 3 R's. And thanks for having me.
There you go. Thanks, man. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to everybody that showed up and all of our sponsors. You guys have been seeing their ads all day. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.